Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1516, recorded Thursday, April 30th, 2015. Good night, good luck, and get out. The GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
You knew it had to happen 1,516 episodes later. Just as you predicted, it's the end of the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
a nerd pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, hello, I'm Leo LaPorte. That is Dickie D. Chad has already left the building.
He is building a studio by hand in L.A.
He's hammering it together. Disneyland West, which is very confusing because Disneyland is West. Disneyland's East, but Disneyland West, which is just down the road from Disneyland East.
Yes.
Hello, Dickie D.
Something like that. Leo, how are you?
Such a sad day, but it isn't really a sad day. So I'm going to explain because Dick and Chad are taking the show on the road. So Chad left. He moved to L.A. We thought for a while about flying him up here, but that, you know, given the revenue potential for this show, really was not a viable. Unless we were going to fly him on, like, a paper airplane, it wasn't going to work. So, but after a little thinking, and Chad volunteered, he said, what if we did a Patreon, and you and Chad are going to continue to do the show, right, Dick, in L.A.?
That is correct. We're starting next Thursday.
We're going to give you all the assets of the show, the feed. We're going to do that thing that they do with a feed that redirects a feed to a new feed. So if you're already subscribing to the GizWiz, it should all work just transparently. And starting next week, the only difference is you won't be coming out of this studio's. And if people want to support it, and look at this, you've already got $400 an episode, which is, you know, already you're over water. You're doing better than you were doing. I hope you'll do a lot better. If people want to support it, it's patreon.com/gizwiz. And so
you can watch for free, but if you want to pay for something, you can.
Right. It's still free. But I think this is the new thing that everybody's doing. Anyway, Dick, I feel terrible about this. And I knew this would be a sad thing. So I decided that in order to kind of take the sting out of this, I'm just going to be a tears of a clown, do this show. And try to kind of keep maintaining.
I knew you would bring. Dennis said to me, he said, the last show, I think, Leo, is going to be dignity, dignity, dignity. And he wasn't far wrong.
So, you know, it's the weirdest thing because all day, today and yesterday, in my head, I've been humming the GizWiz theme. Because, you know, I knew that this day was coming and I was kind of sad. And so I've been humming it. But you know what? How many times did we do this show? More than 1,000 times together.
Yes. Seven full years you and I did it.
I don't know the lyrics. I was trying to... Do you know the lyrics of the theme?
Not past It's the Same Dumb Show.
Yeah, me neither. So, all right, let's...
But you don't have to because they're on the screen. So you don't have
don't
to learn
the
them.
It's the Same Dumb Show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV.
Twit TV. Oh, that's unique. Okay.
Something about Rose and Rose of LEDs. Let's play we have the original one, don't we? The audio one? Play the audio one. We could sing along, Dick.
Okay.
Oh, this is the original one.
It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new day.
I don't even know that part.
It's a brand new
day and a brand new day. Brand new daily
GizWiz.
It's
the worst
life. Brand new week and a brand new day. The better we sound, it makes its own gravy.
The worst
your life.
Day and a brand new day.
day and a brand new day.
The better we sound,
the worse your life,
the better we sound.
Who made that? Was that George Wood? Because we, one of the things that happened with the show is all along, our fans contributed great jingles and songs. We had Dan Luters. I think Dan Luters might have done that one. And then a guy named George Wood from UK did a bunch of them. Do you have?
And Paul Minshall. Right. And I think the three of them ended up doing the current one.
Together?
I think.
That's amazing because I think one of them's dead.
Well, that's why it took a little bit longer.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry.
No.
Oh, well, it's been a long damn time.
Died after we accepted the theme.
He said, I was hoping for a career making podcast themes, but that really hasn't materialized, has it?
Not yet. Not
actually, Dan Luters did our new Screen Savers theme and did a really great job.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And we should say right up front that despite the fact that Dick now hates my guts, he has agreed to continue to appear from time to time on Twitter. You're going to be on the new Screen Savers, right?
Correct.
As you were on the old Screen Savers.
Exactly.
There is an issue. We got a letter in the mail from Comcast. Then there's a little bit of an issue. They're worried we're copying the old show. So if you don't mind, we're going to call you Rod LaFlame. You don't mind that, do you?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
My stage name.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was in vaudeville, that was my stage
name. Same thing happened when Letterman went from NBC to CBS, right? Larry Bud Melman couldn't be Larry Bud Melman anymore. He actually had to use his real name, Calvert, I think, right? And so the same thing. In the top 10 list, they changed the name of that. So we may have to do some finagling, but you're going to be part of the new Wing Bakers.
Oh, they objected to the name too, or just the format, or everything?
You know what they said? They said they didn't like the. They said you're copying the font. That's what they said, and then they said the set looks the same. I don't think this set looks the same. Although on the Call for Help set, you may remember we did have a waving branch. The difference is, this is an actual tree. On the Call for Help set, it was a fake tree that was tied to a string that a producer would pull every
We have an attorney right here.
Would you get
fight our battle for us?
Would you get him on retainer?
I think you're on thin ice.
Anyway, so you're going to do that. I know you're going to be still every week on the radio show. The tech guy wouldn't be the tech guy without a visit every Saturday from the Giz Whiz, and I hope you'll continue to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And to the degree you wish to, we'd love you to continue to do the Giz Fizz right after the new Screensavers.
Yeah, now all
you can
that
do that.
Is good.
Okay,
all that
now,
is good.
Now I don't know if we've talked to you about this, but we are absolutely not going to pay you for any of that.
Oh, that part's different from the original call where you said, "Don't worry,
we'll continue to pay you
forever. We'll continue to pay you forever." Yeah, I remember that part. I remember.
We'll
that
figure
part
out something, Dick. I promise.
Okay, good.
Something amenable. But, you know, the real thing that's changed in the world these days is you can do a show with the help of your audience. And I like that idea. You remember, we tried for a long time to get advertisers in this show. Who could forget Totino's Pizza Rolls?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was because the first 6 months we were mispronouncing it.
We would call it, right? Tostino's.
Yes, right.
So that
and
one was
then
out.
The second 6 months, we found out they don't make pizza rolls. So that was a bit of a problem right there.
We have assembled a bunch of clips from the old show, but I know you have. Do we have any old advertising from the old show? I don't think so. That's the problem. If we did, we'd be good. There, what? They were looking and they never found any. So I have some memories here. I don't know. Do you want to do these in order? This is like going to be a clip show.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're going to get clipped when you donate to the GizWiz.
Exactly.
It's a clip show already.
It's already a clip show.
Well, you know what? I thought I'd start out with Leo. I went back to our very first month of shows, which was February 2006.
Okay.
And I looked at some gadgets, and I was thinking, my God, how we've changed. And I'll just read you a little bit of copy.
2006. Okay.
One of the very first shows we did, we talked about the Magellan Roadmate 800.
A GPS.
GPS, not only turn-by-turn navigation, it's also an MP3 player.
Ooh.
And a photo viewer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, Leo, back then, I see it's still for sale for $77.
Only 10 left in stock, and right. There's only been 10 left in stock for 12 years now.
Yes. And originally, it was $900.
Holy cow.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah. Things that people, that turned out people didn't want. Oakley, you know, Oakley, they make very high-end sunglasses.
Yes, yes.
They came out with two different versions of the Thump. The Thump and then the Thump 2.
What's the Thump?
MP3 player.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Built into your sunglasses.
That was the hottest thing ever.
The hottest thing. And Leo, the Thump 2 offered an astounding 1 gigabyte of memory that you could carry 240 songs.
Short songs. Little songs.
Short songs.
Yeah.
For only $300 to $450,
wow,
depending on how much memory, with the 1 gigabyte being the most.
And that those are like glasses with headphones built in or something, right?
Yes, yeah, the little earbuds, yeah, folded down when you want to listen to music, or folded up when you didn't want to look quite so dorky. There you go.
Now $15.75.
There you go. Technology is changing.
Holy cow.
What I thought was interesting was one of the first smartphones we did was LG the V, which had an SD card slot. It had dual screens, a screen on the outside. You opened it up, a bigger screen on the inside for watching videos. But it was $299 or $100 with a contract.
So it was cheap.
So in reality, we're getting dynamite phones these days, but the price is pretty much the same.
We're paying as much or more, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we started this show, by the way, I hope you don't mind, but I've decided to dress up to look like you, Dick. It's kind of an homage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very, a triage, did you say?
Hello, Dickie.
That's good, because that's also saluting my heritage.
Yes.
When you do the accent.
Hello, Dickie.
We started this show before the Apple iPhone came out.
Yes.
I mean, talk about a different era now in gadgets. That launched a whole era, a new era in gadgets.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, one gadget we did do that has changed a lot but is still with us, and it was my favorite gadget for 5 years, the Slingbox.
And still is selling and still is very popular.
Yeah.
In fact,
except I got frozen out with my Slingbox. I had the very first one.
Look at that one. It looked like a gold brick made out of plastic.
Yes. And then one day I turned it on and it said, this will not operate without an upgrade. Go to slingboxmedia.com.
Yeah.
And I went there and I hit upgrade and it says, there is no upgrade for this particular model. That's when I knew.
Beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
Yeah. They now do, of course, Sling TV. First of all, they got bought by Dish, right? And they're built into many Dish boxes.
Into built-in, right, exactly.
And they do Sling TV, which is an over-the-top place. So it's one of the only way you can get ESPN without a cable subscription.
Yeah. You know what? I've not looked at Sling in the last year. Did they get rid of that weird box that it looked like someone sat on it?
They now have one that's a twist. That one. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, only because it's hard to stack stuff on top of that.
I know.
I mean, if you want to, like, roll marbles down it, it's great, but...
It's for marble racing.
Yeah. One thing, Leo, that has changed dramatically is a way to charge your phone. At CES, I forgot what year it was, but it was early on, the Charge to Go came out, which was a way to charge your phone using a AA battery. Do you remember? Okay. There you go.
You couldn't charge a key with a AA battery now.
Well, you would get 3 hours of talk time.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I remember that.
It was $15. And, of course, you had to buy it. They were phone specific, but they would ship them with three this, different attachments.
This domain for sale if anybody wants
there
it.
There you go. There
Now's
you go.
Your chance. Cash in, kids. What is the domain? Portablecharger.com? All oh no but no but wait is wow. it small is it short no that's it portable
Leo,
cell phone charger.
You know, if you have legal troubles with the new screensaver, I why could, not portable chargers the portable the, cell phone charger
the
show
the new portable cell phone chargers
charger show it just
is it,
it
too late
itself.
To change all of our graphics because that's available
I would grab that. You may have to redo the writing of the segues again. Although you didn't use the
no, not on the segues. No,
not on the segues. Okay, yeah. You're golden. See, I even though the show's moving away, I'm still problem solving.
Now you started being a gadget hound many moons before we got together. In fact, we met. Martin Sargent was just on. I don't know if you saw him on Tech News Tonight.
I did.
And he's the guy who came to me and said, "You ever hear of a guy named Dick DiBartolo? He wants to be in the audience."
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was prior to 2006.
Oh yeah.
Good Morning America.
I was gone in 2004. It was probably 2001 or 2002. Yeah.
GMA, was, Good Morning America, was sending me out to the Gourmet Show in San Francisco. Uh-huh. And Time Warner Cable had just gotten Tech TV. And I, you know, loved the show. And I emailed you and Martin. And Martin called me and said, "Leo doesn't read his emails." But he said, "You know, more than see the show, can I just tell people you're coming?" And I didn't know the backstory of that you told last week about he brought that up at a meeting. And you said, this is your chance, Leo, to be on the show.
I said what? I said, I think I said Dick DiBartolo. You mean Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo?
That's
Dick DiBartolo?
The story I want you to tell, exactly. Leo, we're on page 17.
I'm sorry, I was looking for the script. I didn't see this part in the script.
The third paragraph down.
It didn't happen in rehearsal this
Come
way.
Come on, we rehearsed it.
You mean Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest writer? And this was before you were the Giz. When did the Giz Whiz happen?
The Gizwiz happened when I tried to... I used to be the gadget and gizmo guy, okay? And then someone said, "I'm using the word gizmo. You can't use the word gizmo. I'm suing you." So I thought, you know what? Let me just get something that can be copyrighted. So I came up with Gizmo Wizard, and that sounded terrible. So I shortened it to Gizwiz, and that you could get a patent on or whatever you pay $2,100 to have done. And that's when I became Gizwiz, so that I could have something that someone wouldn't come say, "You can't say, you can't be that." But I've been using that now for like 15 to 20 years.
That's a long time. And, of course, you have the website gizwiz.biz.
Exactly. And our new place for the Gizwiz show is gizwiz.tv. So it all works out.
You're kidding. You got that domain?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that good?
That's great. You do remember when Kevin Rose mispronounced it slightly, don't you?
Yes,
slightly. Do we have that of all the tapes that you have racked up? I guarantee you, Josh is going, "What? He didn't say we would play that?" Do we have access to that anywhere?
I can get it. I can do it.
Yeah, only because Jeff has been.
Why am I holding this up,
all
Jeff?
Day long.
Because you're in it.
Oh, this is the one. Yes. And by the way, I should just say that the only reason after we never canceled the show is because I was waiting for you to be put me in Mad Magazine. And now that you have, and Chad's in here too, by the way.
Yes.
I love
and
this.
Lisa.
This is and Lisa. This is of course Snark Tank, Dick's parody of Shark Tank. And boy, this is honestly one of the greatest honors of my career to be in there. And your illustrator, what's his name?
Tom Richmond.
Tom Richmond sure made me look sharp in that suit. I look like that lawyer sitting with you there.
Yeah,
don't I look? That's good, huh?
Yeah. Only his suit isn't one of those Velcro pull-off things.
And there's Lisa on the left there.
Yeah,
her teeth aren't that big.
No.
But they're close.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Ozzy's not in this. Can we get a rewrite?
Yeah, we'll go back. send me that and give me a magic marker. I'll have Dennis draw.
When did we start doing the Turn the Tables Tuesday? Because what was the original format of the show? It was just a gadget, right?
Yes, it was a gadget a day. But when we were talking about it, you know, we were at the W Hotel, and you said, "I'm doing a show every month. I have a show every week, but I want to have a third show because I want to have something on every day. Could you do a gadget every day?" And I said, I can, but I have a warehouse full of crap. So how about four gadgets and then something from the warehouse, Dick's Gadget Warehouse? But early on, like the third or fourth month in, it was a Tuesday, and you just said, Can I ever do a gadget? And I said, excuse me, this is my show. Read the contract? No.
I said, and of course, you know, 1,500 shows later, I'm canceling the show. So that's what happens when you let the camel's nose under the tent.
Exactly.
But when we first did the show, I thought we're going to do it daily, but we recorded five at once.
Yes.
Kind of like the match game, right?
Yeah, the match game the entire week in one. Almost all game shows are that way.
Yeah, they do two, and then they have lunch, and they come back drunk, and they do the remaining three.
That is correct.
Yeah. So I never got a chance to get drunk during the taping of the screen. Of
no, you started drunk. That was your idea. You said, "Dick, I don't want to take a break.
No lunch.
And drink.
We're just going to do it.
I'm going to do all my drinking before I phone you."
And when we started doing the show, and I think somebody made a website that showed the relative lengths of all the shows, right? They
yes.
started getting longer and longer.
The very first show, I believe, is 7 minutes.
Right.
Okay? I believe it is the DocuPen, and it's seven
That's
minutes.
That's right,
but
yes.
But the great thing about working with you is, if this was a network or anything, there would be 19 hours of meetings.
Right.
So it took us a while to get a time when we could both get to the phone. But you called up and you said, all right, so let's do it. And I said, okay, what are we calling it? And you said, well, you're the Giz Whiz. We're going to do it every day. How about the Daily Giz Whiz?
There was some thinking.
That works for me. So I said, all right, well, you know, there's this little thing that you run over papers, and it's called the DocuPen. And it sells for XX. And
there's our
and
gadget.
You said, that's a show.
That's a show.
I said, I could do this. And then the second day, I said, there's this thing with a piece of paper and you run it over. And I said, no. You said, it has to be a different gadget. I said, oh, now this is going to be trouble.
Now you want. So what was my first Turn the Tables Tuesday? Do we, first of all, we have all this of tape. That's did you find the tweet, Kevin Rose announcing the Gizwiz?
Yes.
This
yes,
is from the Screensavers, the show. I think we're going to have to thank the lawyers. Tell me, say, the show that cannot be named. This is Kevin Roos from the show that cannot be named, introducing you, Dickie D. Take a look.
Tonight, the Gizwiz is back
the
with
what?
Some cool summer gadgets.
The what?
Plus, is tonight the Gizwiz is back.
Oh
with some
my
cool
God!
Plus, is online. Is online community.
He realized. Keep going. He realized.
Dark tip time. I'll give you my top five dark tips. Live from the Tech TV studios in San Francisco. It's the Screensaver.
Go ahead.
We were live, and there's nothing you can do. When you say that, we keep going.
You could hear people laughing and laughing.
He realized. He knew. But I bet that wasn't the first time somebody called the Gizwiz.
No, it happened before.
Yeah.
It happened before.
Well, it's like GIF or JIF. It could go either way.
Exactly.
And now you know why I say it's GIF, by the way.
Oh,
I think
oh.
he was preparing for future copyright trouble by pronouncing it differently
yes,
there.
That's right.
There you go.
Rod LaFlame and the Gizwiz. That's the on the coming up
go.
On the next edition of the Portable Cell Phone Charger Show.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think people are going to want to watch that.
Oh, I don't know. How about is Screensaver available?
You know, the funny thing is, I don't think they have trouble with the name. They can't because they let the trademark lapse.
Oh, okay.
They have so what they're going after is not trademark, but copyright. That we're copying the show, And I don't think I look in any way like that guy who used to host the old, whatever that was called, the show that shall not be named.
Yeah.
And this doesn't look like that set. And the fonts are different.
The Fonz is there?
The Fonz is different. So, do you remember this? So I don't. Yes. At some point, this is the toothpick bird. Now, at some point, I had some good gadgets when I originally came up with the idea of doing Turn the Tables Tuesday. But at some point, I guess I ran out.
You did. It was the second week.
I was getting a little desperate, and so
I remember you did that, and then I said, "And what's your gadget?" And you said, no, that was it.
This is the gadget.
Oh.
The toothpick bird.
Okay.
And then, do you remember this? What was his name? Howie? I can't remember his last name. Made these crocheted toothpicks.
Wait a minute.
We have a dick, I think, don't we?
Hang on.
He gave us a crocheted dick. There it is. It's
a he sent this to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sitting on a ball.
Oh, yeah, because I am, too. I have one of those, too.
There you go.
So we have a dick and two balls.
There you go.
Somewhere. Can you bring me mine? And a crocheted toothpick bird. But, you know, I'm going to offer these to Chad as well. Everything must go.
Okay. Everything.
But.
McPhee. What was the name of that?
Archie McPhee.
Archie McPhee still sells.
You see?
The toothpick bird.
You see?
Or $7.
That wasn't a bad,
It was not a bad thing.
This is,
show.
I think, Howie Wu did this.
Oh, that's the guy's
Howie
name.
Wu.
They're really nice.
He crocheted these by hand.
Yeah.
They're
well, that's
really
pretty
great.
Much how crocheting works.
It's not machine. It's not a machine crochet.
No.
A crocheting machine. Because that wouldn't be a good.
No, they're really neat.
I know.
They're
I really love that. That's one thing about doing this show with you for so many years. I have so many fond memories, so many wonderful jingles. Remember, we were doing the letters. We started to elaborate the show a little bit by taking letters from fans.
Yes.
And for that, we needed a theme. And I was remembering the old, was it an old TV show where they, was it Bing Crosby or something? They had letters. We have letters.
Perry Como.
Perry Como.
Yeah.
And was it George Wood? Do we have the first letters?
There are like seven of them.
There are now a ton of them.
Yeah.
We did them, and I think it was one of the guys. Boy, I feel bad that I don't have all the credits, but one of the guys decided to do them in every possible conceivable musical style. I have to think that was Dan Luters, who is really quite amazing. Do you have any of the letters jingles to
him? We have all of them.
Play the original one. Which isn't a theme of any kind.
And then play the video one.
Okay.
And we have a video one. I didn't know that. Let's see. Let's hear it.
Yes.
Well, we have tons of different themes. I don't know.
Yeah. But they all have like rock and roll or... But one is just the Gizwiz Letters theme.
All right.
If you have that one.
See here. There's a whole bunch of them.
They're in a folder somewhere.
They're in a folder and there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, but...
So let's see.
you want to take Josh with you too?
No. We're trying not to have any liabilities on the show.
I don't see an original one in here.
Well, it doesn't say the original.
Oh, that's like the Gizwiz.
It just says the Gizwiz Letters theme. Because it was the first, so they wouldn't say the... Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
No, that's the Beatles one, not the Beatles one.
Oh, okay.
So there's Beatles, there's hard rock, you know, punk, there's a disco theme...
Yeah.
There's that crazy one. Hick on the Land is the
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of like the hard rock
Maybe
one.
Maybe it's this one. Yeah. Nope.
Wait a minute. Let's hear it. No, this is another Gizwiz theme, though. This is good.
Good.
It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Dickie Deep and Leo 2. It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with the gadget of the day.
If you've been listening to Humorless Podcast daily, or even once in a while, you should not listen to the Daily Gizwiz without first consulting your healthcare professional. Discuss your general sanity with your doctor to ensure that you are healthy enough to engage in comical activity. If you experience chest pain, nausea, or any other discomfort during the Daily Gizwiz, seek immediate medical help. The most common side effects of the Daily Gizwiz are headache, facial flushing, upset stomach, blurred vision, bluish vision, greenish vision, pasty vision, vision loss, balding, receding hairline, blurred hair, bluish hair, greenish hair.
There's like 45 seconds left.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of symptoms.
That's when the FCC started.
You have to. Down on you can't stop.
And the letters.
Here we go. That's it. It's the original. I think that was Georgie Wood. I'm not sure.
I think so.
But then, I think Dan Luters did them in a variety of other styles. What else you got? This is the disco.
Nice.
You can have all of these.
This one.
I don't remember this one. This is kind of scary.
Yeah, this is. Probably use that when the Pope's in the state.
Wow.
I know, we didn't play that too much.
Today we
scared.
Take care of all the family's business.
Wow. Oh, yeah, look it. We had the video version.
Yeah. These are the Gizwiz
dancers. Yes. The greatest thing about doing the Gizwiz is not you, frankly, and it's not me. It's the audience.
It's just the surroundings.
It's the surroundings.
If we could if we could get rid of the talent.
Right.
And just show the surroundings.
It's like turkey and stuffing. Who wants the turkey? I just want the stuffing.
And the sweet potatoes.
And the sweet potatoes. Yeah. So we're like the turkeys in this show.
We are the turkeys in this show. That's a given.
That's one of the most fun things about doing the Gizwiz. And it's one of the things that's going to make me sad. But it's also one of the things that gave us the confidence that we thought, you know what, this should be a crowdfunded show. And Chad could keep doing it out of his L.A. You know, because Chad went down to L.A. because he's about to be a big YouTube star. And I think the two of you together are so good. So I'm just kind of thrilled that you guys are going to be able to continue the show. And I think the audience is going to get to participate even more, which is
good.
Great.
Now that's that I'm out of like.
The way. Hey, let's take a break. And then we want to talk about something we don't usually talk about. The hazardous portion of the show.
Oh, yeah.
This show, I've risked my life for this show so many times.
I know. That's for going outside the door after you've completed an episode. You got to watch
those people. There are people waiting for me.
They're mean. They are mean.
Boo! Get out of here!
Exactly. And you're right on the sidewalk. Those cars come up and try and hit you. That's why I stopped going to Petaluma.
Yeah. So our show today, we do have a sponsor, and it's a great one. It's one of our sponsors has been with us since almost the very beginning. It's audible.com/gizwiz. The Audible folks do an amazing job. Now, 180,000 books, radio plays, comedy performances, speeches, mostly books, though. I mean, it is the place to go. We just started listening to The Girl on the Train, Lisa and I did. It's fun as a couple to listen together. If you saw the movie The Unbroken, you can read Laura Hillebrand's amazing, amazing book. Audible, we're going to get you your first book free. So the hard part is going to be to go there and pick a book. Dick and I would always talk about the comics because there's so many great comics on Audible. And many of them read their own books. Marty Short's new book, he does it. And so it comes to life because you hear Marty's voice and you hear the book. It's just so great. I want you to go. Yeah, there it is. I must say. My life is a humble comedy legend. Play a little segment of that, Josh. Because, by the way, this is another nice thing. You can listen to all the books ahead of time on the Audible page.
After questioning both candidates, the interviewer declares, "Your credentials are so darn equal, and I don't know how to decide. I can't make up my mind." The male candidate proposes that the matter be settled by arm wrestling. The interviewer agrees. Then the man pins down the woman's arm, thereby winning the job. Scene. Peter Aykroyd, Danny's little brother. And
so
a gifted
some memories back from Second City days. But there's so many great books. In fact, you'll see, if you scroll up a little bit there, Josh, or down, you know, the other direction. There you go. You'll see that there are others. There's Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, Neil Patrick Harris, John Cryer, Tim Conway. I just got Patton Oswalt's a new one. There's Rachel Dratch, Tina Fey, Sarah Silverman's books. So if you love to laugh, and if you watch this show, I can't imagine any other reason why you would watch this show, you must get Audible and listen and laugh, and people will think you're a crazy person on your commute as you sit in your car chortling down the freeway. Go to audible.com/gizwiz. You'll be signing up for the Gold account. That's a book a month. It includes the Daily Digest of the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. And there are so many great books. That first 30 days is free. You could choose almost any book. Only a few of the very, very long books are more than one credit. You're going to get a credit a month. And you're just going to just love every moment of it. Audible.com/gizwiz. By the way, that's because you have that, you know, the newer podcasts have audiblepodcast.com. But you're grandfathered in with your own URL, audible.com/gizwiz.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? So thank Audible very much for their support. You can continue to show your support for the GizWiz by going to audible.com/GizWiz. But also, let's give a plug for patreon.com/GizWiz, because that's where you can support Chad and Dick and have the continued production of this fabulous show. Are you going to do it once a week?
We are going to continue doing it Thursdays at 7:30.
Oh, same time.
Same time.
So if you've,
until you put something in there, we'll go someplace
there's
else.
There's nothing there. You can have that perfect slot.
Okay.
Even if I put something there, you can have that slot forever.
Okay.
That's you.
Okay.
That's your slot.
Nice. Nice.
So doing this show has not always been easy or safe.
No. I had asked, I sent you an email and said, what do you think was the most dangerous thing you ever did on the show?
We have three candidates.
Okay.
Do you remember the skates, the orbit skates? This one I had
that,
to gear up.
That to me was the most bizarre.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
I had to put on a sumo suit.
These are skates that go sideways, but you're supposed to skate forward. Okay. How hard could that be?
It's a snap. But the good news is I did wear my protective gear that day. You know,
doing tricks or stunts. These are very experienced users. Don't try to do anything you're not ready for. Avoid steep inclines and don't ride too fast. So,
I would also avoid flat surfaces.
I would avoid small dogs. Yeah. Get the dog out of there. He's going to die. Running,
so we know what Leo says. Give me your hand.
Give me your hand. Okay. Okay. You're supposed to go.
This is the most bizarre. This is like skating where the wheels are going.
Okay, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Now, getting up is not easy. That's something they should really.
You know, and I forgot the skates don't even lace on.
They fall right off. By the way, not easy to get up in that sumo suit.
Okay.
Now all right. That's a candidate.
But wait.
There's more. Who could forget the human slingshot?
Oh, that was a SkyMall find. Oh,
thank God SkyMall went out of business. Did you notice, by the way, they went out of business shortly after we stopped doing that segment, crap we bought from SkyMall. I think we were keeping them alive.
I think absolutely. Absolutely.
I've asked our business analyst, Jeffrey Needles, to add up the total costs of stuff we bought from SkyMall. It's a rather long document. Do you have a moment? I think the total costs, $48,000 in crap,
what?
Including this.
All right. The FedEx guy delivered a little something.
Yeah, the FedEx guy. Anything come?
Little something.
Ooh, I
don't know
like
what this
it.
Is, but I do see on the front it says the human slingshot. It comes in a very high quality polypropylene container.
Careful.
You're going to jump ahead here.
Difficult motions with strength, coordination, and stamina. Do I have four volunteers?
Yeah.
Josh, Glenn, Lisa, do you want to do the human slingshot?
All right, so go ahead a little bit because we went outside.
Supervision present.
We went outside and.
Shouldn't we?
This is the demo video.
All right.
So
they can't even do it right in the demo video. You know you're in big trouble.
Yeah. So the idea is this thing is a giant, basically a giant rubber band that you put around you. It's elastic. And you put it around you and four or five of your friends. So we got Glenn, we got Chad, and that looks like you, Josh.
That is me, before the beard.
That's a scary thought, because Josh weighs about half what the rest of us weigh. Oh, dear. So now the idea is, well, I don't even know what the idea is, to be honest with you.
Well, the idea is that you're the only one with a helmet.
This is why we're known in Petaluma as those crazy people down the street.
Right next to a big brick building, too, by the way. Well, we've got the whole thing set up.
Yeah, if you go wrong one way, you'll be in traffic. Go wrong the other way, you'll be through the window.
Then you started running to the opposite corner, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to do...
First of all, Glenn, to the right, remember.
To the right of you.
Yeah, you go this way, I'll go that way. Gotcha. And then you guys...
This is not going to end well.
You and Chad and Josh are going to spread
out. It's concussion time in Petaluma.
Okay, ready? One.
Slow motion.
One, two, three. Whoa! Then it's your turn. Yeah. And then we go.
It's a team building exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we're having fun now.
Or a team wrecking exercise.
Yeah.
I lost my concentration. You can never in the human slingshot. But it comes with a convenient backpack. It's got that going for it. There you go.
Okay, ready now? Let's really do it for real. Let's get it taught. Okay, you're going that way, and I'm going that way.
Wait. We need a special word to stop.
Yeah, Chad wanted a safe word.
I think the special word is injury.
Whiz. The safe word is whiz.
The safe word is whiz.
Chad, for some reason, thinks we need a safe word.
Gotta stop.
Stop would work. All right.
Josh looks like he's being held up at gunpoint.
Whoa. This looks fun, doesn't it? Whatever happened to that? Do we still have that? We sent that out as a box of crap to somebody?
Okay, stop.
Why am I screaming like a little girl?
Okay.
All right. So that, okay.
That was good.
That's safe.
Yeah.
One more.
You know what? If you want a total different look to the new cell phone charger show, you could put all the hosts in that.
Yeah, that's the beginning. We don't need segues. We just need the human slingshot.
Just bouncing into one another.
Do it in with segues.
Nice. Very nice.
That's great thinking.
That is some kind of thinking.
Well, I don't even remember the speed shoot. Oh, yeah, I do remember it now. So the idea is this is for athletes. And so we got the most athletic person at Twit here. And the idea
This is from your video, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we took it out in
Working out with Leo?
Yeah, we took it out in the field. And you put this chute on because it's not enough to run. You need to have some drag.
All right, here it is, Dick. The skills speed chute increased speed, power, and acceleration. I'm not sure how it's going to do that because it's going to slow me down, I believe.
This was the first use of a quadcopter on Twit. I think the last use, too.
Made out of...
What's going on here? All right. Josh has a very short attention span. He's speeding this up.
No, I don't need help. I got it.
It's a parachute.
Very simple. No, but I mean, this clips...
You're supposed to get running really fast.
Yeah,
right?
It's drag. So it's like, if you've ever seen drag racers, at the end of the race, they fire the chute out the back to slow them down. Well, the idea of this is to slow you down the whole time.
Why don't you just carry one of the employees on your back?
You could also do that. There's problem number one.
Can I get a seatbelt extender over here?
Wait a minute.
They
it's
have
made
a,
for the athlete. Extra. Athlete.
God. Oh. Okay. That's a good look. Now, the key is, I'm guessing, to run into the wind. That's quite. Butterscotch. All right, I'm going to try. Let me just run this way. Okay.
I'm just going to run that way. it's really slowing me down.
Wow.
It does. It slows you down.
Yeah. Otherwise, you would be halfway
to... I'd be tearing along.
You'd be halfway to San Francisco by now.
Okay.
Well, here's the helicopter, the drone. Here it goes.
Apparently, you have to get a minimum speed up. Is there anything, say anything about that? Like, what, do I have to run 30 miles an hour? Okay, I'm going to go back here. We're gonna launch the quadcopter. Okay, you ready? Here we go!
Look at doing it. Doing it.
I almost killed myself.
There was a minute there when it was not touching the ground.
My pants fell down as well, which is not a good.
Your pants are all.
Yeah, okay, it turned out that was really most of the drag. Was my pants?
Okay.
I can't believe I didn't have a coronary. Now, if I'd done this every day since then, I'd be in great shape right now.
All right, so this didn't work. So I put a young...
Is that you, Jeff?
...fit person in it.
Oh, wow. Oh, this was when you were an intern. This was Jeff the intern.
Tighten it up. Okay. Run like the wind.
Look at that.
Run!
See?
Oh, are you looking at him?
Yeah, because he's young and fit.
That's cool. There you go. Look at that. Oh, man. That guy's strong.
Run it still more. Doesn't really slow you down much. It's like like you just look like an idiot,
on,
frankly.
Rocky.
You can just drag your backpack.
So that wasn't dangerous. It was just the danger was I was going to have a heart attack demonstrating it.
That was difficult.
So I think we're going to give the Orbit Skates pride of place. Human slingshot number two.
Absolutely.
And the speed shoot, the third most dangerous thing we ever did. Wow, we have lots of... What else do you want to talk about?
I just wanted to know what we talked about on the show that you still use.
My
other
spork.
Than the hernia belt.
Yeah, the hernia belt's never been... Remember I had the face massager? Whatever happened to that thing? The basement is full of this junk. It is, isn't it? The basement is full of this stuff. I think, though... I'm trying to think if there's anything that we got.
The gong is still,
it still goes bonk.
Oh, the gong, yeah. We decided that was supposed to be decorative, right?
Yeah. decorative, because it doesn't sound like anything.
No, it sounds like you're hitting a frying pan.
I still use my spork. I have a titanium spork.
Okay, I use a spork.
Spork's good.
We both still have our AeroPress, right?
You know, all right, credit where credit's due. You introduced us to the AeroPress made by the Aerobee folks. The Aerobee is a Frisbee, but apparently these guys made what many consider to be the single best way to brew coffee in the world. It's cheap. It's like $25. Not only have I still used it, I have several of them, and Lisa and I won't go anywhere without taking some coffee and an AeroPress with us.
Yeah, because they fold up and...
They're tiny, and they wash the clean easily. And you know what? You can't always get good coffee. So the AeroPress, there you go.
There it is.
$29.95. Not only do we use it constantly, we have it here in the studio. Look, there's two AeroPresses from our coffee room. This, you know what? This one's so old, it doesn't have the... This is like the original AeroPress, and this one has the new AeroPress. Oh, no, that's just the plunger. There's the plunger. So the idea is you put coffee in here and a filter in here, and then you put hot water and you plunge it through. And folks, if you've never made coffee with an AeroPress, $30, still the best way. So Dick, you know what? Lots of credit. That is the best. That is the gadget we still use.
Absolutely.
Still use. Do you still use? What, your SodaStream? You like that, right?
I still use my SodaStream mainly for the... SodaStream never came up with a good cola flavor, but we use it for salsa and for ginger ale.
There you go. There you go. I know Dennis likes seltzer.
He likes seltzer, yeah, and tonic water.
Yeah. Do you have... What else do we have? Do we have the first... We have the first GizWiz here? The first GizWiz on video. So for the longest time, we were just audio.
Exactly.
As all of the shows on Twit were, it was an audio podcast only.
Oh, someone is reminding us of probably one of the weirdest gadgets ever.
Love this one.
The Euro Club.
Do we have the Euro Club? We don't have a Euro Club because
do we
I
have
used
a picture
it.
Of it?
I wish we had the video.
It's probably euroclub.com.
Sure. I mean, how many Euro clubs? By the way, it's not E-U-R-O. It's just U-R-O. No, right. It's a golf club you urinate into.
It's a golf club that comes with... you belittle laugh. It.
There it is.
You forget that it comes with the privacy apron.
It keeps you out of the woods, so to speak.
Exactly. So it's a golf club. You screw the top off. You put on your privacy apron.
Yeah, and
your stuff in the golf club. And then if you have an opponent that you really don't like, you say, try this.
Well, this club is warm. Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what? If you want to hit the ball, just loosen the cap just a little.
I want a privacy towel in general. Yeah, I don't need the Euro Club, but I would like a privacy towel at all times. Yeah.
That was one of the funniest things we ever did. That was a real gadget. We made up our own gadgets.
I know. The funniest one, the one I could not stop laughing, was Kibui.
Oh, Kibui.
Who could forget? Did we have to do that on video? I think that was audio only. That we were back in the audio days then.
It was video, Leo, but it was Rogers.
Oh, it wasn't on the Gizwiz.
It was on what, Call for Help? What did I go up to Canada to do?
Call for Help.
Call for Help.
Call
so
for help.
Key buoy, put it on your keys. If you accidentally drop your keys overboard,
the buoy inflates.
The key buoy opens, and this 18-inch long orange balloon comes up. And we threw it in a vase, and nothing happened. And toward the end of the show, suddenly pop, and it slowly comes up out of the vase. It was one of the funniest.
That wasn't on the Gizwiz. That was something we did on the TV.
You know, we probably repeated it on the Gizwiz.
I'm sure we reenacted it.
Yeah. I do remember it was up in Canada.
That is lovely. Right.
One of the radio things that we did that we laughed the most about was it was from a company called VAT19, and it was the photo album that took 24 pictures, and at the bottom of each picture was a little chip where you recorded something about the picture.
Yeah.
And you said, so are the recordings in there already? And I said, yeah. You buy it, and it says, my friends at the beach. So you get your friends, you go to the beach, and you take a picture, and now it matches the recording.
You have to take the picture.
The terrible thing is, the next one is, my friends on the Eiffel Tower. So you fly to Paris, and go to the top of the Eiffel Tower. And now you got two pictures done.
Who knew?
This album costs $20, but by the time you're done, it's about $25,000 in travel. And you hated. I thought it was so clever. Do you remember what you hated most and belittled the most?
The rabbit TV.
Purse Guard.
Purse Guard was ridiculous. That was the next thing I was going to mention.
He still thinks it's ridiculous.
Okay. Tell us what Purse Guard is.
Purse Guard's from Zelco. Zelco, yes. The people who invented the itty bitty book light.
Yes, right. Okay.
So Purse Guard is a little hook. I still like this. We will ask the two innocent bystanders
ask them.
The studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was thinking for Mother's Day. What do you think?
Oh, okay. There's Purse Guard. So you put it on the table, and you hang your cliche cake on your pocketbook. There's an alarm there. He's laughing still. So once you hang your thing on it, you click it to on. If you're so busy talking that someone is leaving the restaurant and they grab your pocketbook or your attaché case, the alarm goes off. All right, now we're going to have thumbs up or thumbs down.
So understand, it's a hook. You're at dinner at a fancy restaurant. It's a hook you put on the table.
It has to be a fancy restaurant.
Because you got a purse with you. That makes it fancy. You put it on the table. You hook your purse to that. Should anybody remove your purse at any time, the alarm goes off. As they run off with your purse.
Wait a minute. Wait. We're going to get a thumbs up or thumbs down. Can we use thumbs up or thumbs down, or is someone going to complain about that?
I think Ebert and Siskel are going to get mad at you.
And you, bad or good? Thumbs down from the lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
And... Okay.
Oh! See? They're going home happy tonight.
Yeah. You know, possibly because on the way here, someone stole her pocketbook.
Maybe. You've won a purse card. No, I like it. You know, and since then, I've noticed that bars often have hooks at the bar for you to put your purse on. I think
those are hookers.
And I've been putting my purse on them all this time. No, because I think that's, you don't want to put your purse on the ground.
No.
I understand that. So I think mostly the value of this is it's a little hook you can put on the table to hold your purse. Because honestly, does it happen a lot that somebody comes by, you're sitting right there, and they go, hey, I'm going to take your purse. Thank you very much. And they wander off?
Well, first of all, crooks rarely do that. They're very inconsiderate. They don't say, may I take your purse?
they don't ask, huh?
No, they don't ask. That's the problem. Okay. If they would say, is it okay if I steal your purse? You might say, you know, not now. I got a lot of money in it. But anyway, all right. Well, you've come around a little bit.
We have video, do we not? The chat room's giving us a link to the purse guard video. Do you have the chat room up there, Josh? He should have been nervous for a reason. He was nervous for a reason. This is all going too fast for him.
Hey, Jeffrey, send me the link.
It's 406.
406.
What? Who cares? It's just audio?
Anything before
1100 or 1000. We didn't start doing video until episode 1011. In fact, do you have that first video? This is episode 1011. We did 1,000 shows audio only.
Well, you did live streaming. You just didn't offer it.
Well, live streaming, but we didn't offer it for download. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
This is Monday, January 25th, 2010. The Western Digital My DVR Expander.
God, this was a lot of work, too. Dick.
And now, get ready for Dick. It's time to begin a brand new week, a brand new day, but the same old Daily Gizwiz. I don't care what the song says.
So you see, we did 5 at a time there. That's why.
Yeah.
And it was hot in that room, 77 degrees. It would get so hot. I'm a little sweaty already, and it gets so hot in there. There you are. Skype has improved a lot, don't you think?
Yes, cameras. That's another thing.
Yeah.
That we've both used for a long time, or at least the consumer side, a lot of the Logitech cams. And they got
the 920
and better.
Stuff. Yep. And you're wearing your Bose headphones there, which you still wear, I think.
These are still Bose, but they discontinued those.
And your mustache is a color. I don't know what color, but it's a color.
It's many colors.
Well, that's good, because the worse it sounds, the better we sound.
Something like that.
Does it not work that way?
It does now. Whatever you say is how it works.
Whatever you say, Leo. Just call me Conan. What do you think?
And the lag back then was much worse than it is.
It really was, yeah. And I never knew it. I thought you were just a little slow in the head.
No, that too. Well, when you add those two together, you got a real problem.
I just thought, my God, this guy doesn't pick up his lines. He just sits there for seconds at a time. Yeah, it's so much better now, isn't it? I mean, look how good the picture is. It's just everything is improved, and that's why we're canceling the show, frankly. It's just
it's gotten too good. It's too good for podcasting.
It's just too dang good. Dick, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your friendship, how much I've loved doing this show. I stopped doing it because I was just exhausted. I mean, I was doing 12 shows a week, and I had something to give. We were lucky, too, because I really thought Chad had so much charisma and was so talented, and I wanted to develop him as a performer. And we knew that him working with you would be such a great opportunity for him to learn from one of the best. And it did work out, in fact, that way. The show got so much better.
No, absolutely. We've had a lot of fun. It's kind of interesting. In one way, it's sad because I'll throw a name out, and he wouldn't know who in the world talking about. On the other, like,
he's young. You know, he's just a kid.
Chad, I finally found the video of Lauren Bacall and me. And he said, who's that? And I said, oh, do you know Humphrey Bogart?
No.
No.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes. But on the other hand, I'm at Toy Fair and I'm talking about laying down on a bed of nails. And Chad said, oh, for weeks I carried a bed of nails around the country for Brian Brushwood. So
he was expert on some things.
Yes, exactly. A whole other skill set. As he said, I'm just a carny at heart.
Yeah, you two are really peas in a pod. And it's really been great to watch that grow. And I'm thrilled that he's going to continue to do it with you. I think
absolutely.
That's really great because I don't want the show to go away. I just want it to go away from here.
Oh, you know, if we have quotes on, you know, like what people say about the new Giz Whiz, we'll use that. Neil LaPorte, famous podcaster. I don't want this show to go away. I just want it to go away from here. Leo LaPorte and the entire Twit team.
Anyway, Dick, I adore you. I'm really thrilled that despite this serious blow to your ego and your pocketbook, that you're willing to come back here and continue to do the show. And
absolutely. No, you know, the chat room is great. The whole Twit operation is great.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, to be honest, I think the real issue with this show, we never made money on the show. We lost money for 8 years. And I really didn't ever want to cancel it because I love you so much and I love working with you so much and love the show.
We only lost money for 5 years because I did three for free.
We still lose money, though. It's costly to just do the show, right?
I totally understand.
Yeah,
I
it's
totally
not just paying understand. You. It's paying you know, the staff, the editors, and everything, I think the fault lies with the stupid advertisers because they had just supported this show, I think it would have done better. But we just couldn't get them to.
You know, I know we're going to get the sign and the themes, and you're going to support us.
The sign is going to we're going to take. In fact, I'm taking it right down now.
Okay.
This is
going
to go to you.
We also I would like to know if we can still continually blame Jeff Needles.
Yes.
For
yes,
everything
I
that
do.
Goes wrong.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, even though we're going to be in L.A.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, good.
He's your scapegoat forever.
You guys can blame me.
In fact, I wish you would just take him with you, to be honest with you.
Nah, we'd know. No, there's so much I'll do for you, Leo. There's so much I'll do for you.
No.
Not that.
Yeah.
No.
It's so, I love you so much, Dick. I just think the world of you. We've spent so much time together. We have many more years together on the radio show, on the new Screensavers, the Giz Fizz every Saturday evening. You're not leaving the family. But I do honestly think for both you and Chad, this is really going to be a new page that is going to be great. And I want to encourage everybody who loves this show to take all the anger and the vitriol you feel towards me and go to patreon.com/gizwiz and give Dick money. That's the way to do it, all right? Support the show. Make this show sing.
Not tons of money. You know, maybe a buck an episode.
A buck an episode. What?
You know, as I say, Leo, give up a cup of coffee a week. And if you really feel strongly about it, give up your son's college education.
And you see, they have some goals. And I honestly think that it will not take long for you to get well over $1,000 an episode, which would actually mean that you make more money doing it on Patreon. And that's the way it should be, I honestly believe.
That'd be great. That would be super.
So $1 an episode, that's all it costs to become a patron. You can give more if you'd like. Again, patreon.com and /GizWiz, GIZWIZ. Dick's website is still GizWiz.biz.
.biz, exactly.
The TV,
exactly.
The show and site is GizWiz.tv, which is great.
Exactly. And if you're in a hardship situation, you can always...
It's free.
Download it for free.
No, it's not. It's still a free show, but it's a show that's supported not by advertisers, but by you, the people.
I just heard a champagne cork pop.
Champagne.
Dennis has brought in champagne.
We've got a little bit here, too.
Oh, you have champagne at your end, too?
We do. We've got the very, very fancy
I have to tell you this one story,
champagne. Yeah.
I said to Jeff, I want to do 8 years of memories, and he sent me a list, and you and I were not on it. It was,
it was his memories.
Him building models.
Yeah.
Him in his car.
I know. Me and my friends
breakfast.
At the Eiffel Tower. Me and my friends at the beach.
Him meerkatting for 24 hours. And I said, Jeff, is there any chance Leo and I could be on the final show? And he said, you know,
no.
No.
No. No. There's really no reason for that.
No.
Sorry. I'm going to pop this champagne in your honor, and I hope you will pop some.
We are doing it here as you speak.
In Disneyland. We now have a hole in the roof where none existed before. And I am going to toast you and then make Jeff drink this. Dick, to 8 years of laughter and love and fun, the funniest show on television. You are the greatest, and I know.
Oh my!
And I know you and the people around you, and they're such great people. Will continue to celebrate life, l'chaim, and God bless. And ladies and gentlemen, go. Go support the Gizwiz. Gizwiz.tv. And here's to you, Dick.
Thank you, sir.
Many happy, out there. Happy returns. Thank you. Thank you, Gizwiz. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. For a while. That's all the gadgets for a while. We hope we leave you with a smile. So goodbye.
I can't do this anymore. I told you I can't do it.
What's that?
Now that's an ending.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
Dan Luders.
I know some of that was us.
Dan Luders.
Some of that bad singing was
us. He's amazing. Oh my God.